From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. On Tuesdays, we discuss politics of a state and regional nature, and today we'll focus on state matters. Now that the election is over, the Florida legislature has a new look. There are more Democrats in Tallahassee. What does it mean for Governor Rick Scott and his agenda? And there are a flurry of bills being introduced in the Capitol. Joining us now is Tampa Bay Times Tallahassee Bureau Chief Steve Bosquet. Welcome back, Steve. Good to have you. So the Florida legislature definitely has a new look as a result of this month's election. The Republicans lost 4 seats in the House, 2 in the Senate. There are more Democrats in Tallahassee. The GOP has lost their supermajority in both chambers, but Democrats, again, still in the minority. Will anything change in the upcoming 2013 session?
I see prospects for a little bit of change, Phil, not too much. But I think Democrats feel more optimistic and more energetic because their party's candidate won Florida, won the White House. They made modest gains in the legislative delegation in Tallahassee. They picked up 4 seats in Congress. But more importantly, I think from the Democratic perspective, is important components of the Republican agenda failed. Most of those wordy and unwieldy constitutional amendments went down to defeat. People waited in line for 6 and 7 hours to vote, and that's an issue that the Democrats are going to very effectively use to their advantage in the 2013 session. So the dynamics have shifted a bit. Republicans are still in command, but they're a little bit more chastened than before the election.
Rick Scott really was the advocate of this new voting law, which may have gotten the state in trouble. How does he, as the unpopular Republican governor, how is he viewed by lawmakers? Does he still have clout even in his own party as his popularity continues to dip?
Yes, he does have clout in his own party, but he's got a lot of problems. I'd say Rick Scott's biggest opponent is himself. He has still not connected with many Floridians. And the important point here, you look at the calendar, this is amazing. This is the pivotal year for Rick Scott. This is what one of his top advisors described to me as the money year for Rick Scott to get an effective and very concise agenda through the legislature, because next year, 2014, everything will be viewed from the prism of a political campaign. So this is Rick Scott's last opportunity to get something accomplished that he can run on when he runs for re-election.
Does he really have a viable opponent yet in the election? And by the way, is Charlie Crist that viable opponent? Have we been able to figure that out yet? That he's going to definitely jump into this thing?
We're still trying to figure that out. The answer to your first question is no, Rick Scott does not have a viable opponent at the moment. Secondly, I would say that Charlie Crist is a plausible candidate for governor if no one else steps into the void.
And Steve, there's a flurry of bills being introduced in the Capitol, some dealing with old issues like a ban on texting and driving. Others are new, such as imposing regulations on parasailing after there was a death here in South Florida earlier this year. What significant legislation can we expect from Florida lawmakers heading into this coming session?
Well, they're going to focus on education, particularly on higher education, and again, trying to retool and reconfigure the higher ed system in this state so that it better prepares young people for real careers and good-paying jobs. As everybody knows who lives in Florida, everybody knows a college graduate who's either unemployed or underemployed. That's a high priority. The other things you mentioned, like the ban on texting while driving, there's such a strong libertarian streak in the Florida legislature that there's a great reluctance here to impose the heavy hand of government in people's lives in certain ways.
Steve Bosquet is Tallahassee Bureau Chief for the Tampa Bay Times. His stories also appear in the Miami Herald. Steve, great to catch up with you. Thanks for your time, as always.
Okay, Phil. I appreciate it. Thanks.
And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.